Wow. My grandmother's last act on earth was a call for forgiveness, love, and tolerance. She wanted us to forgive Gerald, the dumbass Spokane Indian alcoholic who ran her over and killed her. I think my dad wanted to go find Gerald and beat him to death. I think my mother would have helped him. I think I would have helped him too. But my grandmother wanted us to forgive her murderer. Even dead, she was a better person than us. The tribal cops found Gerald hiding out at Benjamin Lake. They took him to jail. And after we got back from the hospital, my father went over to see Gerald to kill him or forgive him. I think the tribal cops might have looked the other way if my father had decided to strangle Gerald. But my father, respecting my grandmother's last wishes, left Gerald alone to the justice system, which ended up sending him to prison for 18 months. After he got out, Gerald moved to a reservation in California, and nobody ever saw him again. But my family had to bury my grandmother. I mean, it's natural to bury your grandmother. Grandparents are supposed to die first, but they're supposed to die of old age. They're supposed to die of a heart attack or a stroke or of cancer or of Alzheimer's. They are not supposed to get run over and killed by a drunk driver. I mean, the thing is, plenty of Indians have died because they were drunk, and plenty of drunken Indians have killed other drunken Indians. But my grandmother had never drunk alcohol in her life, not one drop. That's the rarest kind of Indian in the world. I know only like 5 Indians in our whole tribe who have never drunk alcohol. And my grandmother was one of them. Drinking would shut down my seeing and my hearing and my feeling, she used to say. Why would I want to be in the world if I couldn't touch the world with all of my senses intact? Well, my grandmother has left this world, and she's now roaming around the afterlife.